Elizabeth Kramer with Mission Network News. Reaching the unreached is a good thing, but there's a way to do it more efficiently. We'll give you the details in just a moment. And Chinese Christians faced a lot of challenges this year, but stick around to learn what's ahead in 2019. So we'll start today with a look at the mandate of the Great Commission, reaching the unreached. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of ministries working toward that end. However, David Pope of Pope Initiative says there's a problem.
You have Bible translation agencies that are working with unreached people groups, or UPGs. You have church planting organizations working with UPGs. All of those things are happening, but they're not happening in concert with one another. So it would be like if you look at a field, you could have people plowing furrows in a field right next to each other and not even know the other person was there.
To remedy the situation, Pope proposes a three-step process. Step one, aggregation. Get people to rally around the idea of reaching the unreached. Step two, collaboration. Unfortunately, for most ministries,
there's not a lot of sharing that goes on in the process. True collaboration is when we're open-minded and open-handed with one another.
Step three, integration. It's when ministries combine their strengths to create something new.
I think we'll see success when we see that first project begin to happen. Work's already beginning in some places.
And prayer is critical.
Pray that we would keep our eyes and focus on Jesus throughout the time, because ultimately we want him to get the greatest glory. We recognize that we will utterly fail in what we're attempting if God does not step in. I'm reminded of what Moses said, don't lead us from this place if you don't go with us. And so we feel that way. Don't send us out to accomplish this task, Lord, without your palpable presence.
Next, Christianity was once the religious majority in Jordan and other Middle Eastern countries. However, over the centuries, that's changed, and the percentage of believers has dropped. The Program for Theological Education by Extension's Abdul says,
in the First World War, the Christians in Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Palestine were about 26% of the population. But now we do not exceed, I think, 8%.
Immigration and religiously mixed marriages have added to the decrease of Christianity in Jordan. Abdul says Muslim men are permitted to marry Christian women, but Christian men are not allowed to marry Muslim women.
There is no full equality between Christian and Muslim regarding religion. As a Christian, you have full freedom. You may continue to be Christian and you may turn to Islam. A Muslim cannot openly become a Christian. I mean, there are Muslims in Jordan who have become a Christian, but it is not full. They cannot change their identity. So practically, he finds himself at the end. He has to immigrate.
Pray for religious freedom in Jordan and that Christianity would flourish again in the Middle East. And as the new year approaches, Bibles for China is thankful for steady partnerships, despite increasing pressure on the Chinese church. In 2018, the government tightened religion laws that forced many unregistered churches to close. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, says that persecuted Christians are not alone.
We realize that the Chinese Christians that are on the ground or in the theater and boots on the ground actually doing what needs to be done are experiencing some pushback and some things that they need to deal with internally, and we're supporting them and we're encouraging them.
But even with mounting pressure, God's word is at work.
Having a Bible that shows that it's been printed in China is big, because if they have a Bible in their possession, any Christian person in China, which is an atheistic country, has a Bible that says and is earmarked that was printed in China, that's a Bible that they are permitted legally to have.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering a wooden ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This olive wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. Get your prayer reminder for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.